So this
कृष्ण का लालन करना,
वात्सल्य रति,
लालन प्यार करना,
इन दिस वात्सल्य रस दे नेवर ट्रीट हिम लाइक दिस काइंड ऑफ prayers om jai jagdish hare never they treat him like the lord of the universe please protect us
is bhav mein balki bhagwan ko hi aashirwad diya jata hai
rather it's the opposite they try to protect the lord and they try to give him blessings and they consider themselves bigger and older than krishna
bada kahana ki aap bade hain
always calling krishna great the supreme creator this kind of feeling is okay but
kuch aur superior bhav hai
there is some superior feelings that a devotee loves krishna as his own and he wants to bless him he wants to protect him that kind of ras krishna enjoys so much in chaitanya charitamrita mahaprabhu says
ras ka kitna krishna aswadan karte honge mata more putra bhave kare na bandhan ati hin gyane kare lalan palan bhagwan kehte hain ki meri ma
lord chaitanya says my mother
putra man karke
she considers me as her son and she takes care of me considering me to be so small that I am not able to do anything for myself such a child mother thinks that I am just a child he doesn't even know what is food and what is dirt and sometimes he will start to eat dirt instead of makhan roti he will start to eat dirt mother thinks that I am so ignorant and such a child this she thinks this child is so ignorant I mean, what do you he is so unintelligent he cannot see the difference between food and clay so she chastises me
kyon mati khaya
why are you eating clay
mati bolo
throw it out spit it out she says like that this is the vatsalya bhav this is the
अरे माता मोरे पुत्र भावे करे न बंधन मैं मुझे बांधती है मुझे अच्छा बनाने
she tries to tie me up she wants to make me a better person
उनको मारने की धमकी देती है
she
मेरा लालन पालन करती
है she warns me that she will beat me if I don't listen if I don't start if I don't stop stealing she wants to take care of me this ras lord chaitanya is remembering and he enjoys very much
uttarottar bhakt ke hriday mein jo bhagwan ke prati ye bhav hai usko to aur adhik sukhi karta hai
and these feelings that the devotee has in his heart it makes him so happy and krishna also relishes these feelings and we see as the ratis are increasing from satya shanta dasya sakya the feelings of love are becoming intensified
prem badhta ja raha hai aur uske karan ras anand bhi badh raha hai
and the ras is also increasing
भव्यासी चिबुक स्पर्श आदि के और चिबुक स्पर्श
एंड मधुर रति
संभोगस्याधिकारणम मधुरा पर पर्याया प्रियता क्षोदिता रति ही अस्यां कटाक्ष वृक्षे पर प्रिय वाणी स्मिता दय और मधुरा रति कहते हैं उसको जो भगवान श्री कृष्ण के साथ
मधुर रति इज वन
मृगाक्षियों का
दैट
मतलब उनकी प्रेयसियों
हिज रिलेशनशिप विद द मृगाक्षीज और हिज प्रेयसीज
दोनों के लिए कर रहे हैं भगवान के मिलन में जितने भी सहायक तत्व हैं
एंड हिज प्रेयसीज देयर टू काइंड्स ऑफ प्रेयसीज सकिया एंड परकियस
भगवान की प्रेयसियों का जो श्री कृष्ण के प्रति
द लव दे हैव टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा इन संभोग इन मीटिंग हिम
मिलन में जितने भी
इन देयर मिलन दर्शन श्रवण स्पर्श टच प्लेइंग ऑल दीज आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल not of this material world. All these become the cause of their pastimes. This kind of bhav, feelings, the love, they have the gopis, Krishna's prayasis, they have the love they have for him, they are always serving him. They want to meet with Krishna, love Krishna. What is their feeling? Their feeling is Krishna is our lover. This kind of feeling is called Priyata or Madhur Rati. Madhur Rati. And what are the activities is looking sidelong glance, very sweet words, smiling. All these are cheshtas, endeavors. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these sthai bhav that we talked earlier, when these four sthai bhav mixes with vibhav, anubhav, sattvic and vyabhichari bhav,
विभाव अनुभाव और सात्विक भाव और संचारी भाव व्यभिचारी भाव से जब मिलते हैं
when they all mix together then this rati changes into ras feeling of the devotees
आनंद आता है भक्त को और भगवान को
the devotee enjoys and Krishna enjoys so much bliss
इसके विषय लंबन है और भक्त आश्रय लंबन
Krishna is the Vishya Lamban and the devotee is Ashraya Lamban. Mahaprabhu is explaining how the Shant Rati takes the form of Bhakti.
Vatsalya Rati Madhur Rati Rati Bhede Krishna Bhakti Rase Panch Bhed.
This bliss like an ocean is called Bhakti Rasamita Sindhu. It's like an ocean of nectar.
तो यहाँ पर जो रूप गोस्वामी पाद में थोड़ा लिखा है उसको सुनिए
So here what Rupa Goswami has written, just listen.
रति रस बोले शांत रति कहा गया और शांत रति से प्राप्त होने वाला रस पूर्वोत्तम शांत रति
रति that's received from शांत रस
पूर्वोत्तम जो शांत रति कहा गया कार पैदा करते हुए पुष्ट होकर के वह शांत रति
When the devotees in शांत रति when they hear Krishna कथा
शांत रस का रूप धारण कर शांत
इट
भक्ति रस का रूप
then the शांत भक्ति takes the form of रस we should remember what is विभाव अनुभाव सात्विक and संचारी व्याविचारी भाव we talked yesterday we should remember what they mean is a mix then shant rati takes the form of shant ras this shanti rati the devotee loves krishna in the form of paramatma and parabrahma the supreme brahman he loves him in that way
चतुर्भुज रूप ही प्रधान होता है श्री कृष्ण
इन दिस द लॉर्ड्स फोर हैंडेड फॉर्म इज मेन
चतुर्भुज रूप से भगवान श्री कृष्ण इसके विषय अवलंबन है
इन दिस फोर आर्म फॉर्म लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण इज द विषय अवलंबन ऑफ शांत रस मुनीज एंड ऋषिज देयर who are meditating and hearing about Krishna, they are Ashraya Lamban of this Rati, this Shanta Rati. Dasya Rati Ras, how does Dasya Rati turns into Ras? Dasya Bhakti is called Priti Bhakti. Examples of these are the devotees in Dwarka and the servants in Braj. classes of Krishna in any locus, in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka, in Mathura, or in Braj. They remember the mercy of the Lord and the dust of His lotus feet. When they see His flower garland or His prasad, and following His orders, always being ready to asking for orders, what can I do now? Remembering the Lord's kripa, dust of His lotus feet, His clothing, garlands, and seeing the Lord's devotees. This is Sakya Ras. This is Dasya Ras. Now, text 189.
Bhakta Nau Jogendra Sanakadiyar Dasya Bhav Bhakta Sarvatra Sevaka Apar.
Now he's telling the examples of different devotees in Shanta Ras.
Shanta Bhav ke Bhakta hai mukhya roop se Nau Jogendra.
Mainly they are Nav Yogendras.
Kabir Hari
Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayan, Abhivotra, Dravida, Chamas, and Karabhajan. Their story is in the 11th canto. And then Sanakadi, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanatan. These are devotees in Shantaras.
Sanatan or Sanat Kumar. Kumar to unme bhi lagate hain, lekin Sanat.
Four of them have son in front of their name. One time I was telling a katha and one devotee asked.
So Maharaj, Brahma ji ke son hai, isiliye son shabd lagaya.
He said, Maharaj, the four Kumaras, Lord Brahma's sons, is that why the word son is in front of all their names, Sanak, Sananda, Sanat, Sanat Kumar, etc.? I thought, oh, he's thinking nicely, mixing English with Sanskrit. So then I said, well, others are also his sons, so why they don't have a son in front of their name?
Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan or Sanat. Sanat. Sanat mein Kumar shabd lagaya, Sanat Kumar.
And Sanat is called Kumar. These are Shantarati Bhaktas.
Aur Dasya Bhav Bhakta Sarvatra Seva Kaya Paar. Aur Dasya Bhav ke kaun kaun Bhakta.
And who are the devotees, example of devotees in Sakya Bhav? All the servants that are in the whole universe, in the whole creation, there are so many devotees in Dasya Ras, in Vaikuntha, in material world, they are Dasya Bhav.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Sakya Bhakta Sridamadi.
In Gokul there are servants, Dasya Bhaktas, Raktaka, Chitraka, Patraka and so on. In Dwarka there are servants in Dasya Bhakti like Daruka, etc. Hanuman. What about Sakya Bhaktas in text 190? In Vrindavan, there are his friends called Sri Dama, Sudama, etc.
Sakya Ras ke bhakt hain aur pure Bhima Arjun aur Puri mein, Dwarka mein.
And Dwarka Puri,
Hastinapur mein.
Hastinapur, Bhim and Arjun are his friends. They're in Sakya Ras.
Aur Dwarka mein bhi Sakya Ras ke bhakt hai, Mathura mein.
In Dwarka, Mathura also there are Sakya Ras bhaktas. In Braj also.
Vatsalya bhakt mata pita jat guru jan. Aur vatsalya
And Vatsalya devotees, who are they?
Mata, Pita,
Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and all the others who are like parents and gurus, like Vasudev, Devaki, and all the others that are older than Krishna. There are also innumerable. Text 191.
Madhur ras mein sabse mukhya bhakt hain.
And madhur ras, who are the chief devotees? The chief devotees of Madhurya ras are gopis in Vrindavan. Also, after that, queens of Dwarka and Lakshmi Devis.
Mahishigan aur anant koti Lakshmi gan Vaikuntha mein.
Unlimited Lakshmis in Vaikuntha and queens in Dwarka. And Vrindavan is asankhya, aganam, uncountable devotees in conjugal love for Krishna.
असंख्यम गणम गिना जाए तो असंख्य होंगे मान गिना नहीं जा सकता है
means you cannot count them असंख्य
इस तरह भगवान की प्रेसियां हैं तो ये सारा जगत और पूरा बैकुंठ गोलोक भगवान के इन भक्तों से भरा हुआ है भगवान इस प्रकार से भक्ति रस का स्वादन करते हैं
in this way the lord tastes the nectar of bhakti ras of devotion his devotees are full all over the universe In all over Vaikuntha planets, unlimited, all over Golok and all over the material world also. The devotees also enjoy the bhakti.
Dvita prakar. Ab phir se kar rahe. Krishna bhakti.
Again, Mahaprabhu is telling, text 192. Krishna bhakti, dvita prakar. There is two kinds of Krishna bhakti.
Krishna mein anurakti.
Two kinds of Krishna anurakti.
Aishwarya Gyan Mishra Kevala Bhedar.
One is Aishwarya Gyan Mishra, knowledge of Krishna mixed with reverential attitude, on reverence.
Ek rati hoti hai Krishna mein jo Aishwarya.
Is great, his Prabhu. Even amongst the prayasis too, just like Rukmini.
और एक है केवला केवला मतलब
फीलिंग
केवला
देयर फीलिंग इन द्वारका लाइक रुक्मिणी देवी देयर फीलिंग फीलिंग्स आर मिक्स्ड विद ऑ एंड रेवरेंस एंड देयर इज द अदर काइंड ऑफ भक्ति इट्स कॉल्ड केवला प्योर अटैचमेंट
केवल माधुर्य भाव कृष्ण
ओनली माधुर्य देयर इज नो टिंज ऑफ ऐश्वर्य देयर इज नो ऑ एंड रेवरेंस दैट कृष्णा इज गॉड एटसेट्रा
बड़े हैं ये सब तो
like the gopis in Vrindavan
प्रेम हुआ है
so there's two kinds of प्रेम
प्रेम में से भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु बोल रहे हैं दो भेद है प्रेम का
so this महाप्रभु is explaining here it's two kinds of bhakti
केवल
one mixed with ऐश्वर्य and one mixed with nothing but pure bhakti
नहीं चैतन्य महाप्रभु बताते हैं
टेक्स्ट 193
गोकुल में ब्रजमंडल में
ही सेज इन गोकुल इज ब्रजमंडल इज देयर
ऐश्वर्य ज्ञान
प्योर अटैचमेंट भक्ति विदाउट ऐश्वर्य ज्ञान विदाउट एनी टिंज ऑफ ऑ एंड रेवरेंस देयर इज एन अटैचमेंट
कृष्ण ईश्वर है
दिस इज फाउंड इन गोकुल
बड़े हैं
वृंदावन द कृष्णा इज ग्रेट He's Bhagwan, nothing like that. This is called Aishwarya Gyan Heen Bhakti.
Krishna mera priyatam hai, bas yahi bhav.
The only feelings is that Krishna is my lover, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my son, etc.
Kevala bhav mein mishran bataya ja raha hai.
Kevala bhakti, Kevala bhakti means the bhakti of the Brajvasis. No mixture of All in reverence.
ऐश्वर्य भाव होने से कृष्ण ईश्वर है ऐसा भाव तो गोकुल केवला रति ऐश्वर्य ज्ञानहीन पूरी द्वये वैकुंठादे ऐश्वर्य प्रवीण
इन पूरी द्वये इन टू पुरीज मीन्स मथुरापुरी एंड द्वारकापुरी
रति है
there is Rati, they have deep love for Krishna, but it's mixed with Aishwarya and Vaikuntha Adi. The word Adi means in Vaikuntha, Mathura, Dwarka Adi, etc.
Jnan Pradhanne Sankuchita Priti. Dekhiya na mane Aishwarj Kevala Riti.
Text 194.
Aishwarj Jnan me Priti Sankuchit ho jati.
In Aishwarya Jnan, Priti, the love that's overflowing, becomes less prominent. Love for Krishna in that case is somewhat crippled, made less. What is and then Kevala? What is the swarup of Kevala Bhakti? Kevala Bhakti means even if, just like the Brajvasis, even if they see Krishna's Aishwarya, they will still not accept it. Their hearts will never accept that Krishna is God. That's called Kevala Bhakti.
Shant Das Rase Aishwarya Kaha Uddipan Vatsal Sakh Madhure Takare Sankocha.
195.
Shant or Das Rasme Aishwarya Bhav Ko Aur Uddipt Karta Hai.
The Shant and Dasya Bhav, the opulence of the Lord is prominent.
Aur Prem Bharata Hai Aishwarya Dekh Karke Lekin Vatsalya.
By seeing the Aishwarya, by seeing the Lord's opulence, their love increases. But the friendship, parental and conjugal love, opulence is... These three forms of love, these three ratis, they minimize opulence of Krishna, the Aishwarya. It is practically not there. How it affects... Text
196.
When Krishna and Balram went from Braj to Mathura and they killed Kamsa. They killed the elephant, they killed the wrestlers, they broke the bow, they killed Kamsa. Then Devaki and Vasudeva understood that their two sons are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they became afraid. They offered obeisances. They became afraid and they did not embrace them. Understand that he has become our son, but he is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu himself. When they opened, after 11 years, when they were 11 years of age, they went and they freed their mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki, from the prison house. They noticed the parents did not even embrace them or bless them because they were feeling so much awe and reverence that this is the Supreme God.
After 11
years they should have embraced them and cried unlimited tears. But in their heart, so much Aishwarya came over after seeing all this pastime that it pushed down their feelings of parental affection. They did not embrace them or they did not bless them. In fact, they became afraid in their heart. Seeing that here God is offering me obeisances, how can this be? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
Shant Das Ras mein Aishwarya Udipan ka kaam karta hai.
is given how the Aishwarya has pushed down the Vatsalya feelings. Goswami has spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam. Example here Mahaprabhu is giving. When Vasudev and Devaki understood that their son is Jagadishwar, in Bhagavatam text 10:44:51. Now you can see in this example how Aishwarya Gyan, the knowledge of the opulence, Krishna as a Vishnu, can suppress the feelings of Sakya Bhav. When the Lord showed Arjun his universal form, during the war, Arjun became very fearful and he started to shiver. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 11th canto, it is explained how Krishna is become fearful and he is shivering and he is asking for forgiveness for his past impudence towards Krishna as a friend. No shanti, he was looking the universal form, he became so fearful. Where am I standing? I hope you won't swallow me also. He is so afraid. I offer you my obeisances. I am offering you obeisances from all directions. You are the Lord of Lord Brahma, you are the father of Brahma, you are the father of all charachar, moving, non-moving, living entities. I see that Lord Brahma is taking birth from your navel. The Lord was showing, in his universal form how from his navel a lotus flower came, and how from lotus flower Lord Brahma took his birth. So many Rudras are taking birth and everyone is going in the Lord's mouth. In this way the Lord was showing his universal form. He was so afraid that he couldn't even remember where he was standing. He was so lost and bewildered. Where is north, where is south, where is Hastinapur, what's going on? He was so afraid and shivering, thinking that this personality will swallow me also. Then he asked, who are you so fearful? I offer you my obeisances. Then in that same pose the Lord said, Kalo asmi. I am Kal. I am time. I am all devouring. He said, even if you don't fight, all these are already dead, you see. You see, don't you see how I am already swallowing them, chewing them between my teeth? So even if you decide not to fight, they are already dead. He was showing that all these great Maharathis, this universal form, Krishna was chewing them in his teeth. Some of them were stuck between the two teeth. His teeth were so big, such a big mouth. Jayadrath, Bhishma Pitama, everyone he was chewing. Arjun when he saw, his friendship feeling was suppressed and only he was thinking how I can escape in this. He started praying, who are you? He knew that this is Krishna, but he started praying, please, enough, enough, I don't want to see anymore, please come back in your two-armed form. And he's crying. And while he's crying, he's folding his hand and offering forgiveness. He said, please forgive me, out of love, out of friendship, sometimes I would call you, hey Krishna, hey Yadav, hey Sakha, I used to call you. What is my position and what is your position? I have been so offensive. I have called you my friend. I have sat with you, eaten with you. I did not know your such gratefulness. Whether out of ignorance or out of love, in whatever reef or whatever reason I may have offended you, please forgive me. I made fun of you. Because of me, you were not welcomed by certain people. I made you my servant. I wandered around with you. While eating, while playing, while wandering, I have said so many mean things to you. I have disrespected you so many times. Please forgive me. Actually, you are one. There is no one greater than you.
जो भी आपका अपराध किया है हे अच्युत आप हमको क्षमा कर दीजिए क्षमा कर
whatever offense I have committed towards you हे अच्युत please forgive me I will never call you sakha friend again
यादव मतलब मनुष्य
यादव यादव मी I have called you यादव means ordinary person यादव is a race I will never call you Krishna again, I'll never call you friend again, I'll never call you Yadav again, I'll never sit and eat and walk and joke with you, please forgive me, what have I done?
ये क्षमा कर दीजिए मैं बहुत गलती किया कि आपका अपमान किया आपसे रथ हांकवाया
I have done such a big mistake, I have insulted you, I have made you my chariot driver.
महान ब्रह्मा के भी पूज्य
You're worshipable by the Lord Brahma, you're the father of everyone, you're supreme Godhead.
लेकिन जब विश्वरूप संबरण किया भगवान ने तब फिर रथ हकवाने लगे
हो गया But as soon as Krishna took away his universal form and showed him his two-armed form, again he said, come on Krishna, made him the charioteer again and again came back to his friendship mood.
सख्य भाव के भक्त के भाव को संकुचित करता है
इन दिस वे द फीलिंग ऑफ ऑन एंड रेवरेंस सप्रेसेस द फीलिंग ऑफ फ्रेंडशिप लव फॉर कृष्ण
कृष्ण जदि रुक्मिणी र कैला परिहास कृष्ण छाड़िबे न जाने रुक्मिणी रहिल त्रास
201
मधुर भाव को किस तरह से दबाता है ऐश्वर्य ज्ञान
हाउ डज ऐश्वर्य ज्ञान The knowledge of Krishna's opulence suppress. How does it suppress the madhurya feeling, madhurya bhav?
Rukmini ji mein aishwarya gyan aa gaya. Bhagwan ki lila sunte sunte.
By hearing Krishna's lila, Rukmini was overcome with Krishna's quality of opulence, his being the supreme lord. And one time Krishna was. Joking with Queen Rukmini.
Krishna jadi Rukmini ve kailo parihas. Parihas ke? Kya parihas?
Parihas. He was joking. What was he joking? One time at night, the moon was full. Rukmini was massaging Krishna's feet.
अपने प्रिया के इस प्रेम भाव को देखकर भगवान
by seeing his beloved loving service, Krishna's heart was melting. There were so many servant ladies in the house, but Rukmini Devi herself, she was massaging Krishna's feet and she was fanning Krishna. At that time she was fanning Krishna with the chamar. And Krishna became very overcome with this, her loving service. But he joked, he made fun, just for fun, he was joking. He said, "My dear Rukmini, I've been wanting to say this thing for many, many days. I've been wanting to speak something, but I was not able to. But I just wanted to say, look, I am just a poor person, actually. I don't have any kingdom. What to speak of kingdom in Mathura, my father's home, I even ran away out of fear from there. So I don't have anything. I left my place of birth because of fear for Jarasandha. I ran away from there. You have heard. I ran away from my place of birth, my father's home. I don't own any land. What to speak of any kingdom? I had no land, no kingdom. So I had to come in the middle of ocean and I made one, my own kingdom here. And I'm trying to rule over here. I did not get any land. First of all, I have no money. And the wife always wants money. She needs money. How long can a wife live with a beggar like me? Lord is saying like this. And the second thing he is saying, I have made enemies with so many strong kings. So there is no guarantee which day my Leela will finish, because I have made enemies with so many kings. Anytime they can kill me. You can become a widow. You have married such a man who has enemies all over the world. Jarasandha, etc. kings, they are always trying to find me and kill me. Lord is joking like this. And you know who loves me most? Only those persons who are akinchan, who have no home, who don't own anything, only they love me. And my nature is, and I never love women. This is my nature. Suppose then Rukmini says, then why did you get married then? He said, actually, this Shishupal, etc., they hate me very much. And I did not go there to get married. I went there to fight with them. I could not tolerate that they hate me, so I went to beat them up. I did not go to marry. But I could only defeat them and teach them a lesson steal you away, and that would break them. And that's the reason I stole you away. Do one thing. I'm still giving you a chance.
तुम किसी राजा को
यू गो एंड चूज अ किंग और अ प्रिंस हु इज अ गुड पर्सन हु हैज अ नाइस नेचर हु हैज अ किंगडम हु हैज अ लैंड सम मनी एंड हु इज इन फ्रेंडशिप विद अदर किंग्स
उसको तुम अपना पति चुनो
यू गो एंड चूज वन ऑफ देम टू बी योर हस्बैंड आई एम ओनली सेइंग दिस फॉर योर ओन गुड फॉर योर फ्यूचर
विवाह में खर्च होगा तो मैं भी कुछ कर दूंगा
एंड इफ देयर इज सम नीड सम मनी फॉर द वेडिंग देन आई कैन गिव समथिंग
तुम्हारा विवाह करा दूंगा
आई विल लेट यू मैरी समबडी एल्स
देखो अपना भूत भविष्य सब देख लो आगे का हमारे साथ तो
यू नो यू शुड सी योर past present future you have no future with me I'm a useless person
rehne mein koi dukh dukh hai dukh hai na dhan hai
if you live with me there's only suffering and suffering there is no money
apna bhi swabhav hai ki stri adi humko pasand nahi
there is no land and everybody hates me and it's my nature you know I don't like women I'm very renounced and I only love only those kind of people who are beggars who are renounced
akinchan mera bhi swabhav hai
this is my nature
to tum
so please
kisi dusre rajkumar
you go marry somebody else according to your choice you choose I will let you go I make you free I will help you as soon as she heard Rukmini Devi she heard she got she started shivering the chamara fell from her hand and she fell flat she became unconscious and she fell down unconscious she had this feeling she got this feeling from hearing Krishna that my lord he wants to leave me he wants to give me up
विचार आते ही वो गिर गई
as soon as she had that feeling she became unconscious
क्योंकि उन्हें स्वर्ग ज्ञान आ गया था कि ये तो महान है प्रभु है मैं तो एक जीव हूँ दासी हूँ
because she the aishwarya gyan took over the feeling of awe and reverence took over that he is so great I am just a dasi servant is bhagwan
bhagwan utha kar char bhuja se do bhuja turant avishkrit kar liye
as soon as she became unconscious lord picked her up and he showed his forearm form
char bhuja se utha karke god mein baitha kar
he picked her up with his four hands picked her up put her on the bed started to fix her hair wipe her tears sprinkle some water on her face because she had become unconscious when she became healthy
bhagwan shri krishna kehte
hain lord says
itna tum bholi bhali
ho he says oh ho you are so simple minded I was just joking and you thought that I was for real
hamare bhagya mein stri se ye bhi sukh nahi likha
in my
kisse mazak karega
I'm not even fortunate enough to have this happiness to joke with my wife
sahi karega na
if a man wants to joke with somebody he will who else will he joke with but his wife you should at least understand that I was just joking
मैं वसुदेव जी की शपथ खाकर कहता हूँ कि मैं मजाक कर रहा था।
I will swear on my father Vasudev that I was joking।
तुम चिंता में पड़ गए। कभी मैं तुम्हें नहीं छोड़ सकता। मैं तुम्हारे
You got worried।
सेवा को समझता हूँ।
I never will leave you। I understand your service।
अभी तुमने मुझको देखा नहीं था। उसी समय तुमने पत्र द्वारा आत्मसमर्पण।
You hadn't seen me, and you had already surrendered to me and you had sent me a letter I remember
aur ye bhi tumne likha tha ki yadi mere sath vivah nahi hoga to main atmahatya karunga
and you had even said that if you don't marry me I will kill myself
priya tumhare bhav ka main sada rini hu
and krishna said my dear rukmini I am always I am obliged to your I am rini I am obliged to your this feeling life after life I will never forget
मैं कभी नहीं छोड़ सकता
आई कैन नेवर लीव यू
इस तरह से जब भगवान कहे तो रुक्मिणी जी प्रसन्न हो गई
In this way, when the Lord talked to her, she became happy again.
वाक्यों की व्याख्या करने लगी कि आप ठीक कह रहे थे कि आप भिखमंगों से प्रेम करते हैं.
Then she started to consider what he had said. She said, "You were right. You were right when you said that you love Atma Ram Munis, that you love people who are renounced."
आपको स्त्री की क्या जरूरत है? लक्ष्मी जी तो साथ में रहती हैं, लेकिन उनकी भी आप उपेक्षा करते हैं.
What do you need? You don't need women. Lakshmi Devi is always with you, but you always let her go.
आप भले
you always leave her.
न लगावे, हमारी यही प्रार्थना है कि मेरा मन आप में लगा रहे हमेशा.
Whether you like women or not, or whether you like me or not, I only have one prayer that my heart may always be thinking only of you.
आपसे प्रेम रहे. बहुत सुंदर व्याख्या.
Very nicely there are prayers in the Bhagavatam. Rukmini's prayers.
हस्त जीवन जो है.
Afterwards, Krishna tells Rukmini, "My dear Rukmini, this grihastha life, this is a great source of misery. Actually, this is like a big jal, big network of suffering. There is only suffering in this. There is only one happiness." The Lord says in the Bhagavatam
that minute ya ghanta bitaya jab bas yahi sukh hai.
The only happiness in this grihastha life is for sometime if you sit with your wife alone for a few minutes or an hour or so and you joke with her. That is the only happiness.
Apni patni ke sath baith kar
there is no happiness in this spiritual, in this grihastha life.
Hansi mazak.
He is saying like this.
Itne der tak sansar ke dukh ki vismriti ho jati hai.
So for that much time one forgets the suffering of this material world.
Lekin main to woh bhi sukh nahi pa paya.
But I didn't even get that kind of happiness. I was thinking when I joke with you for a few minutes,
tum apne danton se apna hoth daba
lo. You will get angry. You will press your lip with your teeth and you look at me with your side glance.
Karke krodh se kaho.
And you'll get angry with me. And you'll say, if you talk like this, I'll get very angry, and you'll do man, and I'll get some happiness. That's what I thought. But you, you're so simple that you just fell down.
साध की पूर्ति श्रीमती राधा रानी से होती है.
This desire of Sri Krishna is fulfilled by Radha Rani. Only she can do man the way Krishna makes Krishna happy.
वैसा सुनने पर तो वो तुरंत मान कर जाती.
If he had talked to Radharani like that, she would have immediately got angry and do man and not talk to him.
फिर भगवान को पैर पर गिर कर मनाना पड़ता.
Then Krishna has to fall at her feet and beg for forgiveness.
रुक्मिणी जी दक्षिण नायिका है, अनुकूल भाव से भरती है, क्योंकि इनमें ऐश्वर्य ज्ञान है.
Rukmini has aishwarya gyan. Krishna, her bhakti is tinged with awe and reverence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, dasya, parental and madhurya ras can be crippled by feeling of awe and reverence. So he has given three examples here.
Devki
Vasudev, Vatsalya Ras, Arjun Sakhya Ras, and Rukmini for Madhurya Ras.
Text 202. किस तरह से रुक्मिणी जी.
दिस इज फ्रॉम
श्लोक में है. केवल आर शुद्ध प्रेम ऐश्वर्य न माने, ऐश्वर्य देखिले वो निज संबंध से जाने से माने. केवला की क्या रीति है, वो ऐश्वर्य अगर देखता भी है भक्त.
How Rukmini fell down, this shloka 202.
Aishwarya na maane, aishwarya dekhile wo nij sambandha se jaane.
Text 203.
Se maane. केवला की क्या रीति है?
What is the stage of Kevala?
देखता भी है भाव.
Kevala means unalloyed devotion. That even when the devotee sees the Aishwarya, the opulence or in reverence of Krishna,
तो वो ऐश्वर्य पर कुछ भी विचार नहीं करता है, केवल अपने संबंध देखता है.
He doesn't care for the opulence. He नाटक करे. Krishna can do any drama and show any opulence, but the Kevala devotee sees only his own relationship with Krishna. Nothing else matters. They don't even think of anything of it. Just like Mother Yashoda, when Krishna showed Vishwarup in his mouth.
एक बार नहीं,
one time, not one time,
दो बार दिखाया,
but twice he showed.
एक तो माटी उगलवाते,
one time when he told he was eating clay.
एक बार जम्हाई ले रहे थे श्री कृष्ण.
Second time when Krishna was yawning,
दूध पिला करके देख रहे
थे. Mother Yashoda had nursed him and he looked at his beautiful face and he was yawning and in his mouth she saw the whole universe.
सारा ब्रह्मांड और माटी उगलवा रहे थे उस समय सारा ब्रह्मांड.
एंड प्रीवियसली आल्सो द सेम.
देख करके भी माँ यशोदा कृष्ण को भगवान या ईश्वर नहीं मानी.
एंड इवन आफ्टर सीइंग दैट शी नेवर थॉट फॉर अ मोमेंट दैट कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड भगवान और ईश्वर.
देख ली साक्षात.
शी सॉ.
वो समझने लगी कि ये मेरा बुद्धि भ्रम है.
शी सॉ.
ये किसी की माया है. बट दिखाई दे रहा है.
बट शी थॉट, oh, this must be something wrong with my intelligence. Maybe somebody is Maya, somebody has done magic, or something has happened to my son.
ये तो मेरा बेटा है.
This is my son. I have to protect him. This is Kevala Bhakti.
उपगीयमान महात्मन हरिम सामान्य.
Text 204.
त्रिया वेद जिनकी कीर्ति को गाते हैं.
The three Vedas. Vedas, the Vedas who sing the Lord's kirtis.
योग इनका अनुष्ठान करने वाले बड़े बड़े.
The Lord who is worshipped like with people like Indra and yogis, the gyanis, those who do sacrifices. He is worshipped as the Brahman by saintly persons.
Atmajam amanyata.
Who understand his greatness through studying the Shastra, Upanishad, they understand him as the Purusha and the Super Soul by great yogis, and the devotees consider him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
अपना पुत्र ही मान.
But Yashoda, Amyata, Atmajam, she considered him to be his own son, Atmajam, born from her own body. She never considered him for a moment to be God. This is Kevala Bhakti. Even by seeing in front of her, she never accepted it for a moment.
205. इस प्रकार गोपी यशोदा ने
इन दिस वे गोपी यशोदा
पुत्र मान करके उखल में बांध दिया.
कृष्ण जो गोपी यशोदा कंसीडरिंग कृष्णा टू बी हर सन, शी बाउंड कृष्णा विद अ रोप टू द वुडन मोर्टर एज इफ ही वर अ ऑर्डिनरी चाइल्ड.
उसमें ऐश्वर्य दिखा रहे थे, रसी पूरी नहीं हो रही थी.
ही वाज शोइंग हिज ऐश्वर्य, हिज ऑपुलेंस, His own reverence. The rope was unlimited, almost rope she got, and it was never enough. And he was showing that he is not, something is wrong here. He is not an ordinary child. But she never accepted even for a moment. She kept on trying and trying and trying until Krishna had to give up.
देख करके माँ यशोदा कुछ चकित हुई, लेकिन फिर भी पुत्र मानकर बांधी थी.
Even though when it was short, each time she was surprised. But still she considered him his naughty boy and she kept trying to tie him up.
Shuddha bhakti, kevala bhakti jo hai.
So kevala bhakti,
keval snehmayi bhakti,
it can never be suppressed by opulence.
Maa Yashoda ka udaharan.
This is given, Mahaprabhu has given the example of Mother Yashoda. Now he is giving Sakya Ras example.
Ishwar kabhi nahi maane. वाह कृष्ण भगवान श्री दामानं पराजितः वृषभं भद्रसेनस्तु प्रलम्बो रोहिणी सुखं रोहिणी सुतं। भगवान कृष्ण श्री दाम को ढो रहे थे, घोड़ा बने हुए।
लॉर्ड कृष्णा वाज कैरिंग श्री दाम।
इनके ऐश्वर्य को देख करके भी श्रीदाम इनको कभी भगवान नहीं माने, जो कि सामने किसी असुर का वध कर रहे हैं।
श्रीदाम सॉ हिम टू बी हिज ऑपुलेंस एज अ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, बट ही नेवर एक्सेप्टेड हिम टू बी गॉड। इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम कृष्णा इज किलिंग दिस बिग ह्यूज अनलिमिटेडली बिग ह्यूज डीमंस, बट ही नेवर कंसिडर्ड दैट ही इज गॉड। And he is telling him to carry him on his Krishna's back. Kaliya, Ghasur, Putna. Still he thinks that Krishna is his friend. Krishna had to carry Sridham,
so
Bhadrasen, Rishabh, and Pralambasur was carrying Balram.
मधुरा रति का उदाहरण जान कर भी नहीं जान पाती है, मानती ही नहीं, वो अपना प्रियतम ही मानती।
प्रिया देवी श्री राधा रानी
वरिष्ठम सर्वे जोषिताम हित्वा गोपी कामयाना मामसौ भजते प्रियः। वह गोपी राधा नाम की
दैट गोपी
स्त्रियों में श्रेष्ठ मान रही थी
राधा रानी,
क्योंकि उसका यह भाव था कि समस्त गोपियों को छोड़कर प्रियतम,
who was considering herself to be the best among all the women, because she thought Krishna has left all the gopis for her।
एक प्रदेश में जा करके वो दृप्त होकर के गर्भिणी होकर के और से बोली, मैं नहीं चल सकती हूँ।
On the side of a tree she told, in the forest, she told Krishna, I can't walk anymore, I'm tired, I'm weak, if you can just carry me wherever you want to go, I can't walk, I'm tired. To talk like this, even though Aishwarya was in front of him, she did not accept. She treated Krishna still like her beloved.
इस प्रकार से कहने पर भगवान कृष्ण ने कहा कि अस्कंधे आरोहिता नहीं, मेरे कंधे पर चल जाओ। इसके बाद अंतर ही
and then Krishna said just climb on my shoulder, and as soon as Radharani began to do so he disappeared, and then Radharani began to grieve over her request and Krishna's disappearance। Gopi Geet Krishna says,
gati vidas tavob geet mohita kitav josita kaste janni se, bhagwan ko kitav keh rahi hai,
they're calling Krishna kapati, cheater, kitava
santara se। ये बात कह करके फिर बता रहे हैं।
Now saying this again, his Mahaprabhu is saying, शांत रति, their thing is nishtha, fully attached।
भक्तों में होता है, दास भाव में भी होता है, सख्य भाव में।
They're fully attached to Krishna's lotus feet। This शांत is in all the other four ratis। This, in other words, this full attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna is the main thing for Shanta, but it is automatically in Dasya, Vatsalya and Madhurya.
Samamannishthata buddhi iti srimukh gatha. Ekadasa skandh mein
Shantarasa's buddhi, devotee with Shantarasa, his intelligence is unwavered. Krishna is saying in the 11th canto to Uddhava,
samo mannishtha buddhe iti shri bhagavad vachah,
text 213,
tannishtha durghata buddhe retam shantaratim bina, is shantarati ke bina, is prakar ki Krishna mein nishtha durlabh।
Krishna the symptom result, what is the result of this Shantaras is Krishna Vina, Trishna Tyag. There is no Trishna. Ateva Shant Krishna Bhakta. They have no other desire, no Trishna for anything. They have given up all desires. That's Shantaras devotees. Text 215. Swarga Moksh Krishna Bhakta Narak Karimani. What to speak of other four relationship? Even the one in Shantaras, they reject Swarga Moksha and other things. Sense gratification. 216.
Narayan Paraksarbe Kutas Chanabhyate. Narayan Paraksarbe Kutas Chanabhyate. Sarga Pavarga Narke Sopitulyartha Darsinaham.
Narayan's devotees and Shri Krishna's devotees, they are never afraid. They never feel unhappiness. In their view, elevation to heavenly kingdom or being in hell or liberation from material bondage all appear the same. In the heavens they don't see heaven, in the hell they don't see hell, in the material bondage they don't see any difficulty, in other words they see Krishna everywhere. Mukti, heaven, hell, all is the same for devotee. Text 217.
Krishna Nishtha, Trishna Tyag.
Shanta stage is like the quality of sound in the sky. Sound vibration is found in all material elements, and in the same way Shantaras is found in all other four stages. All the devotees of all kinds have this guna. 218.
Shant bhakt ka jo bhav hai Krishna.
This is a nature of a devotee in Shantaras. That there is no intimacy at all with Krishna, devotees of Shantaras. Rather, their prominence is the knowledge of impersonal Brahman and the localized Paramatma. Their prominence is this Paramatma, opulence of Krishna. They do not develop personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
219.
Shantaras, he realizes only in his constitutional position, but in Dasyaras he better understands the full opulence, Aishwarya of the Lord. A little more increased. Lord has all full opulence. He is a Lord of every living entity, and we are all his part and parcels, and it is our duty to serve him. This kind of devotee is in the Dasyaras. They always have this feeling in Dasyaras to do seva for Krishna and please him. Text 221. So in Dasyaras now there's two qualities. One is Shantaras, that is present itself, and then an added one of servitude. On the Sakya Ras platform, what does the devotee do? He offers the Lord service, and sometimes he makes Krishna serve him in exchange. Just like in their mock fighting, the cowherd boys would sometimes climb on Krishna's shoulders, and sometimes they would make Krishna climb on their shoulders.
Krishna ke kandha par chadhta hai aur kandhe chadha hai aur Krishna par bhi chadhata hai kabhi kabhi. Krishna ke bhi kandhe par chadhta hai chahe sakya ras mein aur kabhi kabhi Krishna.
They fight with Krishna, they wrestle with Krishna, and they want to defeat Krishna. Sakya ras, there is the awe and reveration, veneration. He has all of Shantaras, Dasiras, and then he has his characteristics of Sakya, all three. Mahaprabhu is telling the special quality of Sakya ras. In Sakya ras, he's saying is more mamata, that Krishna is mine, and Krishna is controlled by those devotees who intimately think, who are intimate with him, and they think themselves equal to him, and they're able to control Krishna by their feelings. In Vatsalya, parental love, there is mamata. The shanta bhav is there, dasya bhav is there. And therefore, this ras is much, the love, the parental love is much more intensified. There is more a feeling of mamata. I am Krishna, Krishna is mine. And because of that, account of greater intimacy, Mother Yashoda tries to chastise him with a stick. She rebukes him. That kind of behavior.
Text 228.
In parental love, Sankh Dasya Sakya. Four, three of before and one more of the parental. So now in Vatsalya there are four gunas now. The previous three plus one more. And it becomes just like transcendental nectar. Object, the Lord is the object of maintenance like a sun. And the devotee considers himself the Lord's maintainer and protector. Understand Aishwarya, parental love, they say that the Lord is controlled by such love. In this verse from the prayers of Damodar Astakam, this is explained how Krishna is in control of his devotees. Now hear about Madhur Ras. In Madhur Ras, what is there? There is Shant devotees Nishtha. There is the seva of Dasya, there is Sakya's relaxation, they relax like the friends, and the mamata of the parental as well is there. So much love the gopis have for Krishna that they give their bodies to Krishna. This is the reason the gopis decorate their bodies so much, so Krishna will be very pleased to give him this happiness. In this way, the Madhurya Rati has five qualities, four of the others and one of its own.
अपने एक आस्वादा धिक्के करे चमत्कार इसलिए